whatnot.
Shut up! WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The way you stink up the airwaves, someone should check the expiration date on your brain.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
A couple of pain-in-the-ass jackholes. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Uh-huh.
It's always going to have a taint to it.
Stupid dick!
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Oh, I miss angina.
Don't we all?
We never edit Hank's thoughts. Whoa.
Wikipedia, the online encyclopedia that can be edited by absolutely anyone with a computer, is getting contributions from some pretty interesting places. Not just celebrities rewriting their profiles. The CIA has made Wikipedia entries. So has the Vatican, the Democratic Party, and the Fox News Channel.
I stand by my desire there, Buzz, to on Wikipedia as often as I want to. It's just Pope John Ratzenberger.
The CIA even got a warning from Wikipedia that read, "You have recently vandalized a Wikipedia article, and you are now being asked to stop this kind of behavior," end quote. Wikipedia has its own electronic spying that can track the IP addresses of people who contribute. That's how we know who's been contributing.
But everybody knows it's Crapopedia, right?
Yeah, it's Crapopedia, but people do go to that for information.
Oh, no!
I know a certain radio producer who goes there sometimes to get bios.
We get a lot of bios from Wikipedia.
That's why we're such dumb asses.
You know, you do get tempted to go in on your own and make some wholesale changes to it.
No. It's
Noted Rhodes scholar and master thespian.
Stop it.
Sangina.
Sangina.
You didn't play the good part.
Oh, stop it.
I'm kidding.
Where is that exactly?
Rob, you bad boy.
Oh, God.
I mean, how could you possibly expect to keep up with Wikipedia?
Mm-hmm.
What was it I read about Barry Bonds? Oh, for goodness sakes. I know what it was. It was about the internet. And I found it incredible. What a jerk he is in this regard. He's hired an attorney who's going to start suing people for talking about Barry Bonds.
Uh-huh. Kurt Schilling's first on the list.
Right. Yeah, but not only that, like even bloggers. Mm-hmm. If someone writes a blog, Kurt Schilling and his Bob Costas interview was given as an example.
Right.
Here was another example. Somebody writes a blog that says his intent now is to sue,
yeah,
because he's never been proven to take steroids. And if you say Barry Bonds cheated on his wife, even though his mistress has been in magazines and
right,
it's acknowledged, because he's never been publicly caught,
right,
he also wants to sue for that.
He's going to litigate his way into a decent reputation.
Okay. What was the other thing that was that led into a piece about? If anybody has said anything about you on the internet, yeah, or put pictures of you on the internet that you don't like, you should go to this site like
right.
It's
my reputation, something like that. Yeah,
myreputation.com.
Right.
And you know what they do? They send an email to the person threatening legal action.
Yep.
And it's really an empty threat.
Yeah, it's
mostly. Yeah. Hexay!
It's total horse crap. Like Wikipedia.
But they're folding to it. The websites are taking down the things when they get a message like that from the MyReputation.com.
I guess my point in all this, Buzz, is that might work for someone who's not in the public eye.
Mm-hmm.
But for someone even on a smaller scale as us, right, or as big a scale as Barry Bonds.
Right. Yeah, you can't do that.
No.
Seriously, what are you going to do?
You're a public figure.
That's
people can talk about you. If they want to call you a cheater, they call you a cheater.
We've heard the stories.
They want to say your show sucks, they're going to say your show sucks.
Absolutely.
I say sue them.
They want to say that, you know, you're fat, load of goo. They can say that.
Mm.
They want to say you're a severe, degenerate alcoholic. They can say that type of thing.
They want to say you're a terribly misunderstood artist. Go ahead, say it. They want to say you're a talented, very, 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 very cerebral person on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Yet on the outside, you play a buffoon. Go ahead, do it.
They want to say you're a stain. Go ahead and do it.
They want to say you beat your wife. Well, in that case with Rob, that's true.
That would be
true. True.
Yeah.
That's true.
And on Wikipedia.
They don't say it.
Can't sue for that.
Someday, Don.
We've heard before about the Pentagon paying too much for toilet seats and the other tools of war. Here's your winner, though, right here. Nearly $1 million to ship two 19-cent washers. the little round flat metal things that go between the nut and the bolt. Paying nearly $1 million to send these two washers from South Carolina to Texas was not a conscious decision by the Pentagon.
Washers?
Wipers.
Pentagon was being ripped off by C&D Distributors, a former contractor that scammed the Pentagon for more than 6 years. It wasn't until over $20 million had been pilfered that the Pentagon took notice.
How do we get caught like that? For being the greatest nation in the world, how do we get caught like that?
Because the sheer volume of money is so significant that they don't pay attention to the little
details.
I know
how they got it passed. Yeah. If they put on the purchase order priority and it was something being shipped to a military place where there's fighting, it circumvented all
this
sort of...
from South Carolina to Texas.
Yeah, but it was a base there.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. The base has some fighting or it's something to do with fighting. It circumvented all the red tape, and it was immediately approved. It only took them 6 years to track it down.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
No.
It's back to school time. Mom, have you bought the kids their bulletproof backpacks yet?
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
A Massachusetts company says that for just $175, it's 97% effective against bullets, including rifle fire.
Buzz, I saw this, and in the little infomercial, right, they actually showed a beautiful little girl, mm-hmm, who was wearing it on her back, and then showed how, in case someone shot at her in school, mm-hmm, she could use it as a shield.
That's
good.
True.
God.
The company says the backpack can also resist knives.
Larry, that's madness. They're making backpacks that are bulletproof.
Why?
I don't have the answer for you.
Why?
Because people are stupid. How about that?
Why?
Because I wanted to say that.
Why do you favor rape?
I don't, you lying, skinny bastard.
Why?
Why what? Larry. There, and that's how I end it with you. Why what?
Well, the bulletproof backpack apparently does not come with a guarantee. Quoting its creator, there's no guarantee in life for anything. You can buy the bulletproof backpack from MJ Safety Solutions if you're so inclined.
Hello, Joe.
Why?
Oh, no.
A storage company in Manhattan has this reputation for slipping politically liberal messages into its billboard ads around Manhattan. Manhattan's a pretty liberal place. And the billboards, usually something innocuous like the Democrats cleaned house, now it's your turn, your closet's scarier than Bush's agenda, things like that. But this time, the company pushed a hot button. In its latest billboard, it says, "Your closet space is shrinking as fast as her right to choose," along with a picture of a wire coat hanger. So there's a little controversy.
Tom likes it. He thinks it's pretty funny stuff.
A little laugh at it.
Holly and Tom are big billboard fans. And now the whole gang's laughing.
Wow.
Maybe you heard last week about the Austrian woman, the woman in Austria who gave birth to identical triplets.
Oh!
There she is.
That had to hurt.
Incredible!
It's going to leave a mark.
There's the mother.
It's amazing, and it's rare, and it's cool, but this past Sunday, a Canadian woman topped that. She gave birth to identical quadruplets.
What?
That's
now,
right.
Did she put Jimmy's on her ice cream, or is this done naturally?
Apparently, this was a natural birth.
Those kids are going to be able to have so much fun.
Yeah.
I always love the idea of twins or triplets really misusing the system.
Oh, yeah.
Abusing the system.
And imagine quadruplets or even, the triplets.
My advice to that mother, send them to separate schools.
A merry mix-up.
Well, mother and daughters are fine. The odds of this happening are 1 in 13 million, not the 1 in 200 million reported by Fox News. There are fewer than 50.
Hey.
I'm just correcting.
It's Friday. Mistake. Can't you go easy on my favorite channel?
They're imbalanced, Don.
F&B, Mike.
There are fewer than 50 sets of identical quadruplets in the entire world.
Not counting us.
A couple.
We're known as the Geronimo Quads.
Identical. A couple in China. Asking permission to
remember, you can't spell O'Reilly without real.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Amen.
A couple in China are asking permission.
Or can you?
Yeah, I think you can.
Thank you.
Very good.
A couple in China.
Me not stupid.
Me have brain. Me looking forward to weekend.
Oh, we all are.
Me tired.
We all are.
You late last night.
Yes. Me late.
Early morning for you with the alarm going off at 4:15.
Me heard whole show.
Okay.
Me was here for whole show.
I like the background.
Me had itchy eye a moment ago.
all fixed?
Mike came out of the bathroom and just announced to me that his ass is scratchy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's contagious.
I actually had to tend to it.
I hope you don't get ringworm there.
I hope, God, I'd hate that.
Buzz, how's your ass?
It's much better, thank you. I think just about healed. I'm pleased.
Oh, that's right. How was that internal hemorrhoid you were talking about?
Actually, it came out to say hello, but now it's going away.
Oh. Hey, ladies, think he's still so sexy? I talked about my athlete's foot. At least I don't have hemorrhoids that are popping in and out like a whack-a-mole game.
That in fact, is how you get rid of them.
Wow. There it is right there.
It's a boy.
It's quadruplets.
Oh, my God.
Your ass is nasty.
No, really it isn't.
Yes, it is.
We are really heading to the funny finish line today.
I got no bumps on the inside or the outside.
I'll put my ass up against anybody. Wait a minute.
He'll beat me.
Chinese couple.
He's a fag.
Asking the government, their government, permission to name their baby the at sign.
Like so-and-so at
Cox.net. Circle right. Around it, right. Chinese officials very upset about this. They're concerned about really a trend of bizarre names that have crept into the Chinese language. But the at sign, when you pronounce it in English, sounds a lot like the Chinese word for love him. So the couple is gently pushing for permission to name their baby at.
We like particular squiggly sign on keyboard. We will name you at.
Baby at, last name Chu. No, I couldn't resist. Sorry, his last name is Lee.
And you perform play known as Who's On First?
Oh, Toucan Chu!
IP Davy Yarrow River!
Three.
Under the Bleachers by Seymour Heine.
S on the Wall by Hu Feng Pu.
Oh. Three, Washington, D.C.
Confucius say, man who eat crackers in bed have crummy children. Confucius say, man who eat jelly bean fought in Technicolor.
Wow.
You're going way back to the well, aren't you, Fonies?
These are not being written for me. Can't you tell?
It's Friday. Three Washington, D.C. corrections officers are being fired for holding a woman in male detention even after she had been strip searched and even after she'd been allowed to shower with the men.
I saw a picture of this lady.
Yeah, she's androgynous.
She sure is.
Sexy. Sexy. Hard to believe that they made that mistake.
She's an ugly man and woman.
Except for the strip search and the showering with men part, maybe. She was processed by 9 different corrections workers.
I did read, for what it's worth, that when she was nude, she put her hand over her genitals.
Ah.
So it's possible that if she had just like little like dried up berry boobs.
Right, and she covered herself, you wouldn't know what
she could pass as a man.
Right.
Anyway, they thought, the guards say that they thought she was a transgendered guy. Oh. She's not. She's actually a woman. And a new report says more than half the...
Grab life by the balls.
There she is.
That's the advice to those guys.
That really hurt me.
I'm Sorry. Sure. New report says more than half the rape committed in prisons is done by prison guards.
I like rape.
And that it's getting worse. Up 21% in the past 3 years. The study finds that among consensual hookups in prison, guards were involved 57% of the time.
That's like an oxymoron.
Wow.
There is no such thing as a consensual hookup in prison.
Okay, Don.
It's all forcible.
Well, and that's part of the fun.
Part of the allure.
Tell right. me, Mike.
Part exactly. of the
fun. Tell me.
Does that count guards raping other guards?
Prison love.
Hi, Charlie Stossel.
There's a new condom out that supposedly makes a man bigger, stronger, and more enduring. Futura Medical, the name of the company. They say the magic is in the gel.
Is it by any chance ribbed for her pleasure?
I don't believe that it is.
Big, 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 big and a big, big and a big, big.
It has gel inside every condom.
All right.
Like a prize.
George Michael!
Like a prize.
Hey, you know something?
What?
No, what? I had a dream last night.
He wore it.
It's a gel that improves blood circulation. They're pretty sure, the company is, that these will sell. Their market research shows that 80% of the men surveyed say they are interested in taking one for a test drive, this magic new condom. Nearly half your bareback riders say that they would give this new product a shot. People who don't use condoms say...
I'm Larry of the Corner.
They might make an exception for this one since it adds super magical powers.
All right.
I'd try it.
A little quiet for Super Jock.
Did you try it?
No.
You wouldn't try it. No magic condoms for you.
I like my D just the way it is.
I know you do.
Plenty big.
Guess how big it is. It's the size of a stick of butter.
That's right. Just open wide, honey.
Thank you, Ann.
The condoms will...
I know. That's funny.
Condoms go on sale next year and will be marketed by Durex. And what's wrong with this guy? In New York's Bronx, a 46-year-old guy who worked as the head technician at a kidney dialysis clinic became irresistible to his younger Latina supervisor. He says she put one hand on his chest and slid the other down south. He says he asked her what she was doing. He says she told him, it's just that you're so big. He says she...
That's the sound she made when she was doing that, too.
He says she walked around with her shirt unbuttoned at work to below her cleavage and repeatedly flashed him. He says she tried to get him to stop smoking by promising him, quote, a real kiss for every cigarette he would skip. The guy filed a sexual harassment complaint and got fired. Now he's suing.
Well, was she hot or not?
I haven't seen a picture of this.
How many beers, Buzz? How many beers?
Oh, I see. That's when you need pictures. You really need pictures. If she was a beast, then he's got a legitimate gripe.
If there was a criminal case, there'd be a photograph circulating of this woman. Because it's a civil lawsuit, no pictures. Sorry.
Maybe she was like, I'll give you a real kiss for every cigarette you don't smoke.
Well, Pete Rose.
You, Rob. Speedwack.
There she is.
I hate you. I hate your big, fat, ball head.
She's aggressive.
Ass.
Hi, baby.
Pete Rose ruined baseball camp for some kids this summer.
He might be at Caesars this weekend.
Well, he's already ruined a baseball camp for kids. Last month, some Army recruiters sponsored a baseball camp. Well, they do it every July for kids.
I'd like to stem that, Rose.
Between Pete Rose. That
now you're talking like Randy Quaid.
This camp is for kids ages 7 to 14. And this year, as a guest speaker, they got Pete Rose at their baseball camp, apparently.
I put some tar on his bat. Oh, choke up on that bat, Pete. Mm-hmm. Come on, Charlie Hustle. Would you slide into home.
Would you like to see his rosin bag?
Sure. And especially that great Mo Howard haircut.
He'll be at Caesars signing autographs outside the memorabilia store.
Showing that smile.
Well, right. Talking to the kids at baseball camp, apparently Pete Rose did a fair amount of swearing in his speech. Quoting an adult onlooker, it was like an uncle at Thanksgiving you want to stick in a back corner. One 8-year-old who was there said he, quote, loved everything but Pete Rose.
Stupid dick!
And finally, in Seattle, a woman described as a little hippie chick has been arrested for attacking a karaoke singer at a neighborhood bar. When a guy doing his best Chris Martin impersonation took the stage to sing the Coldplay song Yellow, it was more than this 21-year-old hippie chick could stand. She told the man he sucked and that the song sucked. Not that song, she shouted. I hate that song.
I'm with her.
The woman had only one drink that night. Granted, it was a Jägermeister, but still, that doesn't normally make a woman go bionic.
Not guilty. I'm not a big fan of Coldplay. Not guilty.
The bartender says this woman went crazy. Quoting the bartender, it took 3 or 4 of us to hold her down. Coldplay is where this woman drew the line. Drew a line for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No.
To me, Coldplay is like, they're like today's collective soul.
Yeah, and they fizzled because of that. They aroused very significant emotions in people.
And like today's Hootie and the Blowfish. And whatever happened to the crash test dummies?
Oh, weren't they something special?
Remember that?
I sure do miss the Gin Blossoms.
Well, I love rambling on Friday. Have a great weekend. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. Love you, Amy. Good day to you, sir.
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 Head.
Buzz.
Yes.
Let me know if he sticks his head out again.
I will. I'll call you.
Peter North.
Peter North.
This is the Don and Mike Show.